If you make a chazara of Hilchas Esrei. So the first, when you're looking for Esrei, you want to make sure that it's said it's Esrei and doesn't have any chash work of the lashon mishra skamis hapriskim. That's something which is merkav shul pasul. The loy make Esrei klal. Not like that's not said the Esrei. The loy yish mekilim is that way. We saw the story of the shach, right? The Shach held that doesn't work, maybe it's going to be kosher. The story there in town, and there's nothing else there. So Shach said he's going to make a brach on it, and then it fell to the floor. And the Shach said he saw Mishamayim, that happens, he died that year, and he sent like a message to his kids that he holds that's not good. So even though there's a Jewish brach, but it's make all the messages comes up, it's going to be
he died,
yeah. He died very young, Shach. He died at
40. No,
that's just not. But so the Iker is, yeah, I want to make sure that it's not considered a Merkav. Now, how do you tell if it's a Merkav? So Mishra brings down the three Simanim. Merkav is very, very smooth. I'm not saying Esrei has those bumps. Merkav, the Oketz is like boilet. The bottom is like sticking out. And Shenkin, the good ones like are going more in. And he says the Merkav is the inside is very wide. And the Klipa is very, very thin. That middle klipa, right, which we're discussing on the
Mashenke. Well,
the inside has a lot of juice, so the white and the back is very, very big, and the outside klipa is very, very thin. You know, between the Mashenke and when you're dealing with the Esrei, the opposite. The klipa is very, very thick, and the inside is a little bit, inside is smaller, and it's not so juicy inside. The six sided inside Esrei is not going to be so yavish. That's the Simon. So Zavis says that Simonim, like, who made up the Simonim Mechatesa? And he says that he also can't be semech on simanim. Any semech on kalach can't be semech on someone at all. It's like oif tar nechav b'mseiris that the halach is by oif. We don't go past the simanim. If you know that's mukhsik to be kashrus, then it's good. But for keret simanim, would just tell you that you have an issue. That's no good. But then avad you have to have a ksav rabbanis saying that this is going to be good. And the mishbura gives a whole tirade against the Hechsherim. You have to be very careful because number one, you have to know it's not forged. The Seichel, you just write it up in the Hechsher, right? Hechsher gets to be a total forged thing, so you have to know it's really true. And as you look at the Kashrus, as we are Shemayim, you have to make sure it's considered a reliable source. So, kids, there, the first thing, the most important thing is make sure you're getting your Esrei from a reliable Hechsher, a reliable source, and is no Kshash. Markup. So we went to last time just a different Messiris, Chazis Hesregim come from the Chazis Kev of Mechihuda, and Rav Yaakov Halpern calls Talmud of his seeds, which the Chazis from Mavar, that there's no Kshash Markup on those, and from there all the Pardes are coming from there, and that's the Chazis Hesregim. Huh? Why? No. It was like this. In certain areas there's no. They didn't know anything about Arkava. They just wasn't, they weren't so sophisticated, and Arkava wasn't, they didn't do any Arkava. Esrei Eretz Yisrael, they assume that they're totally fine. Certain Zanim started getting into issues. I just checked into it and checked that these ones are still considered the Seder Gomer. He said the Rabbi Esrei can come from the Meral Diskin, Meral Diskin did it. We mentioned the Chazan said it seems to have a Chazan Merka, but mostly, you know, no, this can doesn't get it. And Rabbin, we say to be more careful because there are some Rabbin Esrei which are, some of them are more Makarnem, some aren't Makarnem. We spoke about Rechazas and Timon Esrei, Rakim Esrei, those all had Chazan Kashras, those all very, very, very good. Now they say you have to make sure that, you know, you have to have some type of level of Chazan Kashras, the Chedera Esrei, the Vedat is Mekel, and the Chazanish held as Kasher Lebracha by Priyates, and held you can't be Samechan. Because it has to be with a good Masaris and Mekel Masaris. So some people take more than one Esrei. They take a Chazanish Esrei, a Temani, Meraki, they take more than one Esrei. We spoke to the Mechalik, the term of Chaim, and others. What goes first? The one which is Savak Kasher, Savak Pasa, but nicer, or the one which is nicer? So Chaim held you can't have a hiddur mitzvah once you finish the mitzvah. Therefore Chaim said, take one to Sava Kasher Basel, which is nicer. And then after take one to Vadi Kasher. We said that Chaim asked them, Chaim, that what's with the Hefsig, the Migrai, it's not like that. And the basic plan was that Yishlach Halak between Dalaminim, which you can make a bracha zeh, And it's called the Esrig, it's called the Luv, it's not the Esrig, the Machine Gain, to use collecting that and other, any other mitzvahs. I asked Rav Meir Stern's, grandson is in the shul. So I asked him, which Esrigim does Zayda get? Like, how many Esrigim? Does he get one? Does he get two? Does he get three? And what does he make a bracha on? So it's interesting. He told me that he gets a Taimonia in Morocco all the years. So recently, somebody started giving chazanish, he takes chazanish also. But the Taman in Morocco, I said, which ones make a bracha? And he said, which one's nicer? That's the one he makes a bracha on. And yeah, that's what the person.
Taman in Moroccan or Morocco?
He gets both. Definitely gets both, he said. Makes a bracha, which one's nicer. And recently, you know, last couple of years already, Lachreina. I think in Brisk, they were much more Taman in Morocco. They brought them to Biskarov, made a bracha on them. What? What did I say? Oh, my cousin is. Fine. Okay, so next thing is the size of Esrig. So first I have to know it's Esrig. Second is what's the size of Esrig. So the Mishnah says it's a kibitza. We saw a vikuach in the Skat Nishrim, Lena Skat Nishrim, you have to worry about that in Skat Nishrim. Some say it's not the pikkayak is nochin lachish lahachim, but the chazan shal it's mekar adin, it's medin shirim. And the ma'aseh said that we should get asuk, which is at least 100 grams. Now sometimes it's waterlogged and it's going to get over sukkahs, it's going to shrink a little bit. How do you tell? You can tell. You can feel them. A lot of, I cannot say much padesim, but those are the ones that come
with.
Feels softer towards the top. You can tell it's where to log. Therefore, if it's a mamash shemit sumsum, a lot of times it gets smaller. If it gets smaller, it's medalacha. Chayadim says it's have to be machmer, because now it's not a share. The chazan shel chelik, he comes from chazbeis. He says, what do you mean? The whole vart is the vart of lo gemar pri, not about a hader. So therefore, it's like the chazan shel. You have a gemar pri. What's the baya? The ma'aseh the berlocha is machmer, and therefore it's get out of being machmer. Now, in terms of the size, sometimes they're very narrow and thin. So the place we discuss is that of Shir Kibetza. Kibetza is more rounded. So we saw from the Shana Lachas, Chazin said that would not be an issue, and that's going to be okay. I forgot to mention one thing. Another important part of your Hechsher of the Esrig is something which we didn't discuss so much, not Berdan Shulchan Aruch, but it's fair Shigamara's. Esrig has to be Royal Achila, has to be a pre. The Gemara says the Esrig Shal Arlo, Tevel, because the problem is between some Esrigs, that's not Reila Achila, and that's going to be considered a Chisarin in the Kashrus of the Esrig. Copy Arlo, it is a little complicated. The way they make Esrig, I'm sure, Shem Zalman said, the way it grows, like it grows and the stem comes from the bottom, the way they grow, so it's coming up again. So it's very shaykh to have a Shnais Arlo over again, and it's not a simple thing. So therefore, a Chilik of Hechsher is, no chas arla, no problem to the maizvus, because that's something which is going to be ma'akev in the kashas of the esrig. There's a shayla, actually, Reila Chila, which Zalman discusses, that they spray things because of the bugs. There are tons of bugs in the paradis. If you could go down, it's g'day to check out the paradis, get a little more about what's going on in terms of esrigim. They haven't been shamish all over the place. But, so, the tons of bugs over there. So, you spray all sorts of things to kill the bugs. So now, this thing is not Reila Chila, because it's poison if you eat it. The shayla is that a chesaron in the same preacher boy because not really achila, or do you say that is that's mizrahi? You could get rid of it, or could self evaporate. Mizrahi has been started back and forth, which is maybe that's mizrahi achila. You have a problem. It could be, but the atzma by itself is going to go away. There shouldn't be chesaron. And he says maybe the mice are oversook as it is a problem because right now it's not
really achila. Outer pill, and eat the inside. Now there's some flavor you can eat that's called.
Okay, I hear. And you can do a pool to it. You say, right, the inside is Reila Achila. But there's a discussion about it. Fine. So next, here during the Esrig, and we want to have a nice Giddel in the Esrig. Pri Eitz Hadar. This is Tveris Yisrael. What was it? The Mishnah is. It says, what does a nice Giddel mean? What's the title of that? What's the Hidder of the Esrig? So Tveris Yisrael says, if the ukits and the pitam are symmetrical, that's a yoifi in the pri eitz hadar. That's the makar of that it should be symmetrical and tferes yisrael mishnayis. I forgot what it is. And the pitam, should match up to each other and have those, you know, shouldn't be like a loop, you know, that definitely is going to be considered a, that definitely is going to be considered the hiddur. So the Bikur Yaakov says a pitam is a mile, we'll discuss a little bit later, but definitely is a mile, and the Tzur of Esrig, that's going to be a mile. Now, Nachamayah has been gave that some color Shabbat. Gemara brings down in terms of what's considered Meir Esrog, what's considered Meir Pasol Esrog. Gemara says Shachar, Lavan is Pasol. Esen Yerik Akarti, like green grass is Pasol. Yellow is the Meir of Esrog, and the side of what's going to be the Lachar with green. So you do the Shita Sabach. The Bach says that green is not the color of the Esrog, and it's going to be considered Pasol. The Shmur brings down over here that Yark is kosher. Haber chayim the like a bach shemach v'zeh. It's like the bach which is shemach v'zeh, and it's not like the bach. L'maisa there are gedolei achrayim which l'maisa were chesh the bach. There's this, I would say the three reasons why there's a matter of getting a yellow S as opposed to a green S. Number one, if it's extremely green, so then over there, a tzeis so as oislam is zayin. That should be straight. Number one is when it's extremely green, but it gave the black dots, you cannot tell. Yeah, Benegaya, the black dots, you can't tell if it's totally green, and then over Sukkot things might change on you, and all of a sudden the black dots are going to show up, and you're going to spend all this money on Esrog, and then all of a sudden, all Sukkot, you know, it's like, what's going to be? We also have the Shita Sabach, who holds that this is Sarna Hadar, and Chaim is Machmer, the Biskrov is Machmer, coming down to the Bikriyakis is Nakhla Hachmer, therefore, definitely is a mile and a hiddur. Like if you're getting just a closed package, whatever they give you, fine. You know, don't go crazy over it. But once you're spending money on Esrog, and you know, how much money you spend on Esrog? Huh?
I guess
I'm going to shoot. They buy an issue, okay.
Oh,
what? How much you spend? What you say? How much? Huh? You spend $100 on Esrog, okay? So make sure you, once you spend that amount of money, you should get one nice yellow Esrog, you know. What you say?
Yellow?
Very, very light. But some yellow is the.
That's the third reason to what's the three reasons?
Can't tell. Shit is a bach. Bad something else. That's the Meir Esrog. You say it's a yellow. It's Heder. Yeah. It's a more of a Surah of Esrog. More of a Gemara Priya of Esrog. More of that. The kashakva, saying this is a mile, maybe we'll strap an halacha. That's a mile and whatever. Okay, the next big mile is in terms of having a pitam. So what's the whole pitam shayla? State that if it had an esrog, the pitam falls off, that's going to be pasul. Mashengen, if it never had a pitam, and mitchis briyasi, there was never a pitam, so then it's not going to be chesar. Now, so the problem is that by our esrogim, the problem is the mitzvah is that our esrogim all start off with the pitam the way they grow, and they all start off with the pitam, and the mice of the pitam falls off. So how we judge Hevedon Ladina. So Meir Brandsdorf for Klipasim says, Sabaya, you know, it's possible. Either Mo says, depends on how it didn't have it. It must be Shana Teva, I don't know. But mice are Swagim, the pitam fall off, and therefore it's always going to be possible, Esther, which doesn't have a pitam. The other person did not agree with that fact. They all say the Sarn of pitam is a Sarn of Kosar, it's not a normal thing. And this is the Teva of Esther, because they all grow. And therefore, they say it's not going to be considered a chesar. Therefore, Rav Nissen, Rav Shemazam, and Rav Yashiv, and Shevet Levi, all the other places say that Benson would not be a problem. Rav Yashiv did have a chumrah that he says that depends on when it falls off on the tree. If it falls off the tree in an early stage before it had a shame pre, then he says, then it's okay. If it fell off towards the end, when it already has shame pre already, that's where he says it's going to be a chesar and it's going to be possible. How do you tell? So we don't have a swinging movie. The way it basically is when it falls off later, it's gonna be sticking up more. For example, these I don't know what these are. Really. These don't have one, okay? Well, they all had. These are just weird. I go find them. That's what I'm saying. This, you know, it goes much more in. It grows around it. when it falls off later, that is that the pit is sticking in the middle over here. So it grows around it, and it grows around it like that, and it's sticking up. Now the pitum falls off at the end, so the tree it's just going to go like that. So when it falls off earlier, so there's a hole. So the tree just goes around like that, crusts over, and it'll have a nice indentation. You know what I'm saying?
It grows and folds around
it. It goes, if it's there, it goes around it. So now when it falls off, it's just going to end up going kind of more pointy. I'm saying again, it falls off very early, so then it's going to continue down and make a nice indentation. And that's the be'erach, the way you could tell. So definitely there's a mile of getting a pitum. The b'kriyakos is stama, it's true, the esra gets a mile. And Eichet, you know, this is a balagana, but still this whole thing. But, you know, there's a mile of getting a pitum. So what I know, Vaiter has a lot to do with, you know, what's going on in your house, you know, in terms of with the children, whether it's Gedai or Nakedai. You know, if you have a bunch of boys in that stage, you know, they do grow up eventually. But, okay, he's the only one smiling. Okay, no one has kids here. Okay. But Kapanim, but it definitely is a mile of getting a pitum. Now, a lot of times the pitum ones aren't as clean for some reason. I don't know why. They're hard to get pitum clean.
They're more expensive. If you have a nice one with the pitum, they're like way more
expensive. They're way more expensive. Right. Okay, but same. But you want to know, it definitely is in the Seder of Milas. It definitely is a big Mila lighter. Everything is a trail. What do you say? Yes, because clean, but that's, what do you call clean? Which part?
Whatever you're saying, that's not clean.
Okay, we'll have to get there that soon. Okay, now, if the pitum falls off, what's the etzem halacha? So the different parts of the pitum. There's the shanta, there's the stick, and it's going all the way down. Three cases. The shanta falls off, the shita zarif. Debatable is shita zarif. The Ramah brings down the shita zarif. The basis is maybe it's not the shita zarif. And the lashon Ramah is toiv, yesh machmir falls off. Toiv lahach mok mishavshar. The dina lifts off, not all that. Just the shanta, just the crown falls off. Toiv lahach mok mishavshar. Which Mishuri says, if you have one just as nice, take that one. But if it's nicer, don't be machmir as that. That's just if the shishanta falls off. If part of the stick falls off and sticking out, that's machlokes among Avraham and Taz. Do you say that now we know for sure it's kosher? Because it's not chaser. Chaser only goes all the way down to the esrog. If it doesn't go into the esrog, it's not going to be a problem. Or do you say that it's going to be okay? The psak and the shabur and sakat alam and alaf was that toiv lahad likach acher mafshalay. It's good to be mahadir to take another one if possible. Kishon shkrim gam b'zeh. He says it's good to be machmer to go in and take another one because there are those who are machmer. So it's toy to be machmer to get another one, which. And nowadays, you know, it's not so difficult to get another one, but you know, just toiv lahadir likach acher sounds like mikra din. Him with more to the kosher. What? So we got that in a second. And there's a third slav that if it went all the way down into the down to the hole already, that's going to be pasul. Now, why is that pasul? Is a pasul that's chaser, or is a pasul that's lekechatam? And after what's going to be the rest of the days, that's a machlokes in the rishonim and a mishru teish tafresh mem tes. What's the katam was that? See our sif, which we're doing this week. Lamavav, he brings the Mugabram, basically holds that it's Mishum Hadar, and therefore it's going to be Pasuk called Shiva. And if Shalom Tziachi, he's just Mucham Akilim. Labak, we put some Sevim Karambam. So the Yeshua Fakim in the name Bracha, we have all the Suffolk, Vada Yuchel, Lubarak Hoshayam. If it's some type of other Suffolk, then he's willing to starve to be Mekel. How
would you do it with the family of the
Sheikh? Chaser? We'll get that in a second. Machmer or Mekel, you know, we'll get that in a second. So the Kavachayim had a Chumar B'negei Pitum B'sari, that the types of Pitum is a Pitum which is eights, which that's what we're talking about, the Pitum which is B'sari, which is that, is something which is a problem, part of the Chesed Chedek Esek, the Maitz, that's coming to the place, comes not to be Chesed for that. All Esoyim nowadays are Pitum B'sari, not Pitum Eitz, and this comes to the place, you know, which is not always Chesed, but the Maitz, we are, you know, the Maitz is not Chesed for that. B'negei Uk is falling off, so it's a problem of Chaser, it's only a problem if they're totally off. And the, like the, if it's a little bit left on, then it's not going to be a problem. Now, b'negeya, the halachas of chaser. So, yeah, what's the halacha of b'negeya chaser? So, We saw in Sebeis and Gimel, there's a two-ish Shittas Rishonim, and again, what's considered Chasar? Do you need, is Chasar and Nikav, is that one Passus or two separate Passus? Do you say Chasar is only, Mar says, Ke'isser and Mephilish. So this is the one where it's Chasar, and Chasar is only possible if it's a Ke'isser, it's a nice size, or small amount all the way through and through, that's one Shittah, which you're never going to get that. The other shita is that chaser is mashu is a pasulus, a separate din, and then the separate soul of nike, which is not chaser, which is mefolish or keiser. How do we paskin? It's yom terishi, yom tersheni, and then the rest of the days. Definitely chaser is pasulus the kichatama. Therefore, it's only pasul yom rishon, not pasul the rest of the days. Therefore, the more mizan chenina took a bite out of his esrei again, he ate from it, and he used it the rest of the days. There is a shita who would say that still maybe I'll speak. Not nice, right? The esrog of the nice big hole is not going to be nice. We have to see maybe this week what the gedd of that is. You know, did they say only when you have a chaser ke'isser or even chaser ne'mashu? And so chenina bit into the esrog, so there is a chaser ne'esrog. You have to know whether chaser ne'mashu is that a chaser ne'pirat or not. That much shema for see this week. Yontev Rishon, Mishmur brings down if chaser kosho is possible, we're machmir on chaser kosho possible, even if it's very, very small, we're machmir as possible. What's the gedder being small? So the gedder davar is that over here there's a kivega, my bitch tells a great part in your side. How close do you have to look at the esrog? Yesh lechalik, there are different types of psul. There's a psul, there's a psul alts, the kichatama, that has to be shalim, and a certain passes of psul alts hader, being nice. So the psul which tells you in hader, it's like you see it. You don't see it clearly, and it's not going to pass it. A psul which is not alts hader, which has a kichatama, has to be shalim. Over there, even if you look at it closely, if the etzem is not shalim, then it's going to be a pasul. Therefore, when you're dealing with chaser, that's a kichatam, you have to look at it very, very closely to make sure that's not considered, and to make sure it's close. Now, what does it mean to take it closely? It means that you can see with your eyes, not supposed to be a magnifying glass. That's just to be that you're able to tell whether it's chaser or not. Therefore, in Yontav Rishon of chaser kosho, it's going to be pasul. Let's say it's a suffix. So, the Tanya says that suffix chaser is kosher. Why is suffix chaser kosher? We have sex faker. What's sex faker? Sheet number one is maybe you need a fush to be chaser. Sheet number two, you're not sure if it's chaser. If it's mishpura passes, the suffix chaser is going to be kosher. Normally we all make sex fakers copy brachas. The Tarsus go here. The ikra din is much more noted to say that's kosher. So chaser bashu. We're machmer. Now, therefore, you have another tziruf. Therefore, you could go ahead and be mekal. Therefore, my memory lochrei comes along. This year, yontiv sheni. Right? There's no chaser this year, because if you keep one day, the Shabbos, what's the name of Yantar Sheni? So my Marche says, Yantar Sheni, Chasa Kosho, you can make a bracha. Why? Because we have Rishonim would say Chasa Kosho is not a problem. Yantar Sheni is Machlokes, is doing Yantar Rishonim or not? So over here, even with the Kabbalah bracha, it's willing to be Mekel. So therefore, this year, what? So that's in this year, there's no major reason to look closely. No major reason? Maybe you have the hadr of the... right, so that we have to see this week. When the copy of that sugya, is there ma'ala? So that's no major ma'ala. I know... So that to get this week. You're talking about... Now, even in chaser, you have to remember which part is chaser. Which is very important. This part is chas. It leads us to machlokes between the shartzion and chaznish, chayadim, the graz, and the kareinim. Mishru wants to daik is machlokes in the Rosh and the Ran. Is the Rosh says chas is only when it gets to the lavan, gets to the white. Hashem, he just hit the green or the yellow. Hopefully, he has to be yellow this year, right? He just gets the green and the yellow, then it's not going to be considered a chaser. But Hashem came, the das of the Mishra Brewer is meant as machlokes Rosh and Ran. And if it goes into the klipa, it's going to be pasul. And the Shmur wants to be machmir because she does around. The Chazan says that it's not the pshan around. It's clearly like on the Mishnah. The Chazan does say if you see white, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because the Epshel Tzam saying you can't say just hit the outer layer and hit the inner layer. Different. Most of our chaser issues, you always have this. Shmur is machloy masking is machloy rushing around, and the Rosh holds kosher. Rosh holds pasul. Chazan holds, I know, everyone knows it's kosher. So Shemzaman does say that Minig Amayrim maybe is like the Mishnah Berura, but Maisa is definitely a very, very shtaker tziruf that could be the chas, not considered chaser. and therefore it's going to end. There are definitely some chasher rabbanim who just go like the chazanish. So yeah, that's nice. The chaser, the ma'isa, because you remember the setup of the sugya. Remember, like Shushana, could be chaser mash was not a problem. Ikar didn't know that it's okay. Fine, we're machmir on the rishon. We have the chazanish talking about chazanish nishkan chaser. We have, you know, you have a lot of tzirufim. Yeah, no copy if somebody has a hole. So if it's neck of a foolish, it might be a problem. What's called a foolish? So 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, a foolish means all the way through and through, or even go to the Chedrei Zera, which Shmuel says we're machmir that for kisvar achreina of shatz adchak can't find esrog kisvar that's mutter to make a bracha on esrog, and if it goes to the Chedrei Zera. Now a lot of times there were holes in the tap, in the pitum. So nice, sometimes it might be deep hole, it might be the Chazanish. So on the Chazanish Swigim, that's in the miraculous Tamaru. On the Chazanish Swigim, there's a Kabbalah that the hole does not go to the Chazanish. It never goes that deep. They check thousands and thousands of them, and therefore you do not have to be a Chazanish for it. Fine, let's discuss Menageya. Shinei Mara, I'm going to get a Dats. So, the Gedi Shinei Mara, I think that's something which Lelam is Mahadir, and they're very worried about it. The question is, how much of the Indian is it issue or not? So, state that if you have a Shinei Mara in the Esrig, so there's Maris Kseris and there's Maris Psulis. If there's Maris Psulis, Maris Kseris, we'll get soon, it could be possible in one of three places. If it's on a Rav of the Esrig, if it's a Mashu Michoitim Lamaila, or it goes around two or three places and goes around right. So let's discuss each one by itself. Let's just start with the chaytim. What's considered the chaytim? So next we show in the Rambam, the Rosh, Rashi, Rif, exactly what's considered the chaytim. So many shitas. Is it the goyva the esrig? Is it closer to the dan lukitz? Is it from the slant? The ma'aseh the psak and the chav psak is that where the slant starts, that's going to be considered the etzem, considered the chaytim. Shmuel does like to be machmir for Rashi, but then that if you go over, I do not think that's the minhag. Because whoever starts, that's where it's going to be possible. What's the reason why it's possible over there? Because it's more nicker over there. I mean, that's more nicker, therefore that's the reason why that's going to be, you can have the chumra. We discussed a couple of cases. One case was, one side is higher than the other one, how do you do it? If Yasha wants to be machmir for the lower part, Mashiach Shivalevi, I guess more pashtus, it will go from each side, from wherever it starts slanting, that's where it's going to be a problem. What's the gather of passes over there? So the lashon of the Magen Avraham, it's nearly ayin b'liyas b'niness. The lashon of the grass is like that. The lashon of the mabit, that over here it's still hader. Hader is that you're able to see it. Hashkafa rishana, the lashon of the grass. You see hashkafa rishana b'liyun. You see this dot. There has to be a nice big black sized dot. It's not a big black sized dot. That's something that's not a problem, and it's going to be kosher. Mishmur brings it down all the achron and plastic like that, and therefore that was something that was mishug over the black dots. It's not no major comfort. That's something which is nearly naim, from like we're holding it. Dashka for yisrael, you see very clearly, and therefore it's had some kashus esrog. The chav is no shaila. Is there a hid? What? Ramesh. Ramesh b'chav was okay, right? So I found that Ramesh was Rabelski got a passing like the Ramesh. He's like the whole part of it. That's not normal. It's totally normal. All over the place. It's a safer. I saw it in. As a tire Friday morning. It's on Dalamin, it's called Simchas. I gotta go over there.
English?
No, it's Hebrew Sefer. It's not the Sefer on Dalamin.
No,
Hebrew. Well, copy the kites, I mean. But Akapanim said that for now. Is any Maila? So then does the other story we said mentioned the Chaim the Chazanish, the Chazanish looked at very closely. The Chaim looked at Esrog very closely. The Chazanish brought him from, you know, the Chaim down of Esrog. The Chazanish brought it to him. And looked at very closely. He goes, Rebbe, what are you doing? It's kosher. He goes, but Florida, that's the Yifish Esrog. No, there shouldn't be anything. You know, maybe Ulai is such a thing. But Batsam, it's a very big Chumra Kavad Kach. Now, sometimes you do have on the Pitam, you have a nice big block that. This is a very serious Gashai. You have a nice big block down in the Pitam. And it's on the top of the Esrig, so you can see it. So the question is that going to be a problem or not? What's the Yisrael of Shaila? So there's a Shuvas Masham, which discusses that maybe it's kosher. Why? Because being that Be'etzem, if I take it off, what's the halacha?
Kosher.
Kosher going to Moshe, right? So being that's kosher, so therefore, how could I say it's possible now? Doesn't I don't Be'etzem, what I say? One second. So first of all, he started to saying that the mice is being there, the migui could take it off, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem because the mice is since you can take it off. He wanted to be daba too. One second, what was it? Yeah, so then he started off saying, you know, he had started to say that pshat is that then the mice is chaser, he said like a Leo's saying, that the mice right now it's a chilek of asterisk. It's a chilek of asterisk, so being right now it's a chilek of asterisk, so. Therefore, I want to say maybe it's going to be possible.
There's still tastes like that.
What do you say? Sorry, right now it's a chilek. Right now it's there. Therefore, it's going to be what? Right. And first, I want to say the lemaisa. Right now, it's part of the esrog. Therefore, lemaisa, it should be a problem. Well, that was right. Masham. I see that you don't say mew. I can take it off because right now it's a chilek of esrog. Being that's a chelik asterisk, therefore maybe it shouldn't be good. On that, yeah, you know, so you have a puzzle mashal. So shayla like this. Look at Masham. So it can fall off. So if I take it off, it's going to be kosher, so why should it be puzzle? On that, Masham said afterwards, if I remember correctly, that every time I small like that, if your chasa kosher is kosher, or if it's just on the outer klipa, I can take it off. It's not a problem. So why? Alamai will cause my, what? So Alamai, that's what Chayza said. That Alamai, Kozman is there. It's a chesaron in the chesaron. It's a chesaron in the hader. So Rav Chaim, afterwards, went to be miyash to the Masham and said that yes, the chalik didn't add some esrig, which that's a chelik of esrig. Kozman is there. When shaking the pitta, maybe that's not add some chelik of esrig. Why is a kasha according to the Magen Avraham? It falls off. Chance it's not add some esrig. It's double nisif. So therefore, maybe it wouldn't be possible. Wouldn't be possible. Why do you say that? The Maisa, Hansa, didn't want to. Chaim didn't want to be Mekel. Some Zalman said it could be the Minig is to be Mekel, but it's definitely a good thing to be Machma on. Maybe make it in a Minig discussion, but definitely would be a good thing to be Machma on. What are you asking?
It's not more
narrow than I. It is narrowly not. The question is, but if it's not part of that, so it's not a problem. That was a Shiloh. Do you say being if it could fall off its kosher, or do you say that.
Can you take it off and not worry about it being
possible? Second. Fine. So that's going to get on the chaytim. Now, if it's on the rest, if you have two or three which is on roiv of the esrog, it's going to be a problem. How do you figure out the esrog? When Ram says it's one, two, three, it's roiv around like that, it's possible. The Gemara says within it's roiv this way, it's going to be possible. Chazon Shuschelik, he said that the way you do roiv is you connect the dots. If you connect the dots, if it's on roiv of the shetach, it's okay. But you don't just go one, two, three. And therefore, the chazon is a little more makel. Just the right. What do you say? Yeah, it's kedai to whatever. Now that comes on the bottom. We said on the bottom, the lot of black dots, and it's gonna be roiv according to the Magen Avraham. So it's gonna be apostle. And this across one say chiddush that the whole vod is that it's not hadar. No one looks in the bad dam on the bottom, and if we want to be make all that, you know, it definitely sounds like a chiddush. Fine, that's if it's a shitty Maripasa. What's the Maripasa? We said black, white, dark brown, we said is a Karvala Shakra, the place you want to be Makan. Red, the Verloch had a discussion. Whether, you know, depending how red it is, others. Adam Kumar Esra, it becomes very, very, very puzzle. We all say, oh, this will be okay. If you have a Shini Myra of Maris Ksheris, which has out now, it's also Munumer. If you have a Shini Myra of Maris Ksheris, in terms of Munumer, it's going to be a problem or not. So Mechaber brings down Shini Myra as apostles. For two or three, it's possible as Munumer. So Rishu brings Yeshu Davkin Numi Gav B'Maris Psulim Shachar Lavin Yakesev Yeshu Imi Numi Harvey B'Maris Kseris It's not b'chal hadar pasal. Why? Because it's considered a chsaren of hadar. So the shvur doesn't give a clear achra. He says today it's whether maris ksheris are, if it's shni married to maris ksheris, whether it's going to be a problem or not. It says ve shkiach esr. So there's one shayla if you have esr which is has splotches of green and yellow. So in that, the kriyakim mem dalet says that's going to be pasal because that's considered maris ksheris. So they worry about shni mara. Rav Yashim, another said, Rav Nissen, the hell that's not a problem because the hell that's a normal tibbistic thing. It's not a normal. Number is like weird and ugly. This is a regular normal tibbistic thing. Therefore, the hell that it's going to be kosher. Fine. But again, Blattels, so there's also you have Chazazes. So Chazazes, we said a similar thing. Roy Passels, Chaitim, or two or three places. For such an example, those are the blattels you can make. Why you make them? Number one, because they're Mara Esrig. Two, is they're higher than Esrig. They're smooth. How's the Shavuot Paskin? Shavuot Paskin is that ain't locked up a Gvayim and Esrig. Kim B'Shas Lachak. Only should make them with higher than Esrig, only B'Shas Lachak. Therefore, if you feel it, it's only Kasher B'Shas Lachak. The place gives my name, though. Rabbi Ash, I mean, Nesakrela, Stipler, Chaznish, they want to say that it's normal, you always feel a little bit. It's only an issue if it's like sticking out and very, very stark sticking out. You have to worry about it. If you don't feel it so much, then it's not such a problem. It is Lashon Pirim Gadim, Ashrei Misha, that could take Esrig, which is knocking and clean, which doesn't have any blood on it. And it definitely is a mile of something which doesn't have a blood on it. One last halacha, because I'm getting tired, that there's a halacha of Esrig Yavish is going to be pasul. The Gedar Yavish is that's dried out, there's no lachluchis. And the shayla was of the esrig from Shana Shavra, is actually the esrig of which is Sidi Yavish. And most of that's Vadik Sidi Yavish. Shavra brought down like the Gayaki, what do you mean? You found the esrig that was 1 year old and it's very, very good. And he says, Chor should be okay, if you do B'dikas good, it should be okay. And Shavra says, even the Goyin is maybe his maskin, only the stumble is no good, but in case we know it's good, it's good. Therefore, we discuss that the Sidon Esrigim they put in the fridge and it's okay. From year to year, is that going to be a problem or not? So the place is safe. We see that's good, because today is good. Some want to be Dikas Chazim, don't want to be Dikas Chazim, but today should be good. Or much of the case, let's say it was good, and then you have to take it out after a couple of days, now it starts getting colors and splotches and things like that. So Moshe wanted to say that that's already a passus now, being that the Sibis of passus started. Therefore, it's like the case, it's like the case of Suffolk of the Gemara, if we want to be Mach. But the other place I'm going to say it's not a problem. Why? Because they want to say that Pshat is that the reason why it's changing is not because of the problem, it's just because I had a cold. And now, and it's not because of that Batsam, there was a problem. One thing I forgot to mention, sometimes you get a little bit of a hole when it's on the tree. It's a little bit of a nikav, and then it grows over. So in that state, that if it happened and it grows over, that's a regular TV sticker thing, and that's not going to be a problem, that's going to be kasher. But again, Maris Ksheris. We mentioned the Samseifa, Hilgit Samseifa. There's a lot of times from over Yantav, all sudden it's going to come up, the Maris, and he seems to be Menomer, and people get all nervous. Samseifa is a Lashon, that's Hidr Mitzvah, it's Yefi the Esrig, and you know, this is a good Zach. And you know, the place can bring it down, as you know, definitely Mitzchos. So the we mentioned that when you have to take care of your Dalmina, you shouldn't hold it too tight because you know it gets very, very sweaty. Otherwise, you could end up having Maris getting all over your Esther. Fine.